Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Owls have long been associated with wisdom. John Fitzpatrick, director of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, says we'd be wise to listen to what the snowy owl can tell us about the environmental health of the Arctic.
Snowy owls are big, beautiful birds with piercing golden eyes and enough star power to make it in Hollywood. The fictional young wizard, Harry Potter, has a magical familiar named Hedwig, a snowy owl that stays by his side and often delivers important messages. In real life, we too can receive messages from snowy owls, if we listen. These birds breed high in the Arctic tundra, a region of the Earth that is exceptionally vulnerable to climate change. Denver Holt at the Owl Research Institute in Montana has been studying snowy owls in Alaska for 20 years, and he's found that a whopping 90% of the owl's diet is made up of lemmings, basically a miniature short-tailed rat. Lemming populations fluctuate widely from year to year in response to environmental variables, and if climate change begins to reduce their numbers, snowy owls will be the first in the Arctic food chain to feel it. It's very difficult to do a head count on the lemmings, but pretty easy to keep track of a large, flamboyant owl that hunts in the daytime. This means that keeping track of the owl's numbers through the years provides a useful barometer for the Arctic ecosystem. It takes patience and endurance to do long-term studies like this, but we need to do them if we want to achieve a balance with the natural world. We need to listen to the snowy owl and to lots of other such indicator species. I believe that humans are, very gradually, moving toward a world in which we live side by side with stable natural systems. But if that world is to come about, we can't do all the talking. We have to listen. Listen to what the birds are saying. Listen to the snowy owls of the Arctic before their voices fall silent like so many others have. Before we started listening.
That was Cornell University's John Fitzpatrick. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.